Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, continuing to do that, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. JoelBarker.com. Folks, I encourage you to go to that website and check it out. You'll get smarter when you do. You'll thank me later. Also, StarThrower.com if you want to see his films, which are outstanding, including the one on paradigms. You got to find that video, folks. You got to read that book. I promise you, it's as valuable today as it was the day that it came off the press. Joel, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 12 great years. Let's talk about the superbugs. The superbugs,
yes,
are resistant to antibiotics, right?
All antibiotics.
Remind them what a superbug is.
Superbug is a pathogen, single-celled. Could be a virus, could be a bacterium. And what it does is it has developed the capacity to resist typical antibiotics, and not just a couple of antibiotics, but all antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we have a super-resistant typhoid that has just emerged in the last, 6 months, and we already have discovered a super-resistant tuberculosis.
Wow.
No way to treat those.
Well, see, these bugs hang out in... See, when you and I have a pick up a bug out in the world, that bug has not been around, hadn't been to town much, so we can take an antibiotics and get rid of it. But you take a bug that hangs out in a hospital, they just keep mutating. Their job basically is to mutate around whatever new stuff is thrown at them, to the point where they finally wind up being, just permanent. You can't get rid of them. But there's some new stuff on the horizon.
It's a perfect Darwinian situation.
Yeah.
Because the Darwinian situation says that we are going to test you with our toughest things, and one or two of you are going to make it through.
Mm-hmm.
And if one or two of the bacteria make it through to resist those antibiotics, then they begin to pass
around. Natural selection. So what's the news?
The good news is we have developed a peptide. It's called PPMO, and I'm not going to pronounce the real name because it goes on for about 45 letters and finishes with oligomer.
Yeah, we've only got 8 minutes.
That's right. What it does is it inhibits any bacteria's ability to express what is called the new Delhi metobeta-lactamase, which is an enzyme that basically blocks antibiotics from working. So we have developed a peptide that blocks NDM1 and basically destroys its antibiotic resistance, so the antibiotics can
work. I'll be darned.
So instead of coming up with a new antibiotic, we're in a sense creating a tool that carves away the resistance so that our antibiotics can work again. And in their tests already, it has done a wonderful job of killing bacteria in vitro, which means outside the body.
Right.
But also when they tested it on mice, it was working on especially one, an E. coli, that was gram-negative.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have here, thank God, is a way to reinvigorate our antibiotics. Now, the only downside is, and it just drives me crazy, it says the new drug should be ready for human testing in about 3 years.
Hmm.
No. Massive money, speed, research. Let's get it in 3 months. People are going to die in 3 years.
Right.
So
that's
the only downside is we need to help these people with their funding so that they can do the research.
No kidding. I mean, think of their lives. There are a lot of people who die from this, these superbugs.
Oh,
What if we had an outbreak? What if there was some kind of these things got out into the world? There could be some serious carnage.
They are in the world.
Yeah.
That's what we have to understand. Yeah. They are, and your concern is that I think the key concern. If it gets started, you can't say, "Oh, here's an antibiotic, take it." Doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have the PPMO with the antibiotic, you will be saved. So it's a big deal from my point of view because,
right.
Implications, Jim. Yep. It has to do with implications. Mm-hmm. How many people will die while you're working through a three-year process that could be sped up dramatically?
Well, I see these kinds of things. People go in for elective surgeries into hospitals,
yep.
and they die from these stupid bugs.
They do.
And that, the surgery was successful. The people are healthy.
Yeah.
And they don't come out.
Yeah. I had a good friend in Florida, my age, who went in for a simple knee, not even a knee replacement, just a knee operation, and he died 4 days later.
Wow. That's scary.
Just inexcusable.
Hey, Joel, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Well done. We didn't get to everything that you brought us, but we'll keep working on it. Thank you again for 12 great years.
You got it.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget joelbarker.com, starthrower.com. Those are his websites. You got to check those out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.